This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, it's been great. Been watching all the games. I thought the US-Canada game was awesome. You know, if you're not a hockey fan, that'll instantly get you hooked. And sitting there wishing I was there a little bit. And that was probably an unreal atmosphere. And I think everyone's excited for the rematch on Thursday.
Tage Thompson on the Four Nations. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Not there. The NHL, in its infinite NHL-dom, did the thing that is weird, where they limited the roster size and you have to be down two players to get one to come, which is odd.
It's just a weird...
So the report yesterday was Quinn Hughes is on his way. And
yeah.
Then he was...
So the coach says that
and then
at
he's,
the podium.
And then he's not on his way because he was at practice. Meanwhile, Quinn Hughes is in Vancouver, a seven-hour flight to where the game is being held.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think what probably was happening there is that he was set to come, and then the NHL told them not to.
Yeah.
Like, we're not letting you play, which is absurd. That he was on the original roster. He was named to the team, and then he got hurt in a completely legitimate way in one of the final games the Canucks had before the tournament. And now he has worked his way back from that injury, and they're telling him he's not allowed to play, despite the fact he was on the original roster. Just weird, stupid NHL creating rules that don't have to, like, what's the point of them existing? The U.S. had to play a game with one fewer player in this tournament because of their weird decision to only allow one extra.
All I'm saying is it should have been like the WWE, where you didn't know who the bench players were.
Yeah.
And they just play music and have the guy walk out.
Yeah. I liked Paul Bissonnette's tweet on that too yesterday. Like, let anybody
everybody.
You want. You want to call up Tom, he said, you want to call up Tom Wilson for this game if you're Canada? Let him. Why not?
It really should
let
be.
Let them call up whoever they want. If the guy wants to fly to Boston and play in the game, and the team, let him.
I agree.
Why not?
You should be able to just call up any American.
Yes.
Any American.
You're saying like not like other guys that aren't even just hockey players?
Sure. Anybody. We're making a call. Any Canadian.
Yeah.
Call them. 803-0550. Meanwhile, there's a funny little verbal shot fired. So Brandon Hagel, he's the Canadian player who fought Matthew Tkachuk. And
Former Sabre draft pick
who they let walk away for nothing. It's fine.
Not bitter.
No, of course. Anyway. He took a shot at the Tkachuks. You let me know if this is fair or not.
Okay.
He said, we're out there playing for a flag, not the cameras. That's the part of Canada we have. We don't need to initiate anything. We don't need any group chats going on. We're going out there playing our game, giving it everything. And like I said, doing it for our country. We're just going to play as hard as we can and do it for the flag. Mike Zeisberger, NHL.com. His next line he wrote was, zing. The idea being that the Tkachuks... sideshow, texting, who's going to fight who, was actually for attention and not for the American flag, blah, 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 blah. Fair from Hagel?
I don't know. I mean, it's... He's getting to their man. They were manufacturing something.
Yes. No, we don't have to do that, but that's something they have to do.
All right. Fine. It's in the spirit of the competition and like the rivalry too, like the trash talk of it. The point he's making, I wouldn't care about it personally.
Yeah.
They were. That's how you do it nowadays. Would it have been better if they had talked about it in the locker room before? To Hagel? Like, is it the group chat element of it that makes it like...
You tell me Team Canada doesn't have a group chat? Is it only that the Tkachuks were discussing who's going to fight first?
Yeah.
Is there really a problem there?
I guess if you... Yeah. Is that his problem is, like, that they're picking out who they're going to line up against and who it's going to be? Because, like, Brady Tkachuk takes the face-off off the second puck drop. And he's not a center. Like, he would never take that puck drop. But he did it because Bennett was out there, and I guess he was yelling at Bennett to get out on the ice. So, okay, sure, they did it, but I don't know. That's how different is that than, you know, Rob Ray telling stories of how he would talk to a guy in warm-ups, like, oh, we're going to go tonight, huh? Like, it's the same thing, it's just not done with a cell phone.
Right, right, yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get some calls in here, 803-0550. Derek in South Carolina. Hey, Derek, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys, man. Thank you so much for taking my call. I love your guys' show, man.
Thanks, Derek. Thank you.
With all your how cold it is, I loved it yesterday morning. But anyways, I would love the Bills just run it back one more time. You know, I wish we could keep, you know, it's the same players and just run the team back one more year. You know, I mean, just I think we did great. I mean, I think we just got hosed on a couple calls, but, you know, I would love to run, you know, just see the Bills run it back one more year.
But why would they not try to get better players?
I mean, we didn't do bad this year. You know what I'm saying? We really didn't do bad. I mean, especially if James Cook shows up, like you guys said, we don't know how that's going to go. If he shows up to OTAs or minicamp or he holds out, I mean, I hope he don't. But
well, one thing I would say, thanks, Derek. One thing I would say is, it's always important to remember that things are not linear. The Bills made the AFC Championship game and then had to wait four more years to get back there. And all the other teams are having an offseason where they're going to try and get better. That's Baltimore. That's the Chargers, the Bengals. I mean, there's a lot of teams out there that are going to try to have themselves an offseason, and I certainly do not want the Bills to stand still.
If they did have an almost nothing offseason and basically ran it back, how do we think that would go? Really, like how do we think that would go? Because I've said a few times, I think they're going to have regression on the turnovers.
Here's the difference. If they ran it back, what would happen? The same season, except they maybe instead lose to Baltimore. I mean, Baltimore was a coin flip of a game where they won the turnover battle 3-0 and got a guy to drop a game-tying pass.
Yep.
And as much as we like to think, well, the quarterback will just go down the field and score points, we've now seen in multiple playoff games that he doesn't do that or hasn't done that every time. Not blaming him, just we have this idea that that would happen every single time we want it to, and it doesn't happen every single time we want it to. I mean, I do you want Mac Hollins to be your number one receiver again? No way. I don't even want Amari Cooper. I'm writing off the Cooper idea. I want almost nothing to do with it.
I'm more and more start wanting to write off the Hollins idea. He was cool. Everyone liked him. He wore an animal costume on his way in to the AFC Championship game. Cool. He caught 30 passes. He was on the field all the time. He caught 30 passes.
Well, 30 passes for like $2 million is not bad.
All right. I can get – how many guys can I get to do that?
Plenty, but they probably all cost about $2 million. He'll be cheap again.
That kind of is my point. I don't want a guy making $2 million on the field 60% of the time.
That's because you want somebody else to make more than him.
Or I want Coleman to be better.
Right, he can come back, but just...
Or I want Samuel to be healthy. Like, really, one thing that's lost about Hollins and all of this, Hollins played as much as he did because Curtis Samuel had a lost season. No?
It's part of it, yeah.
He was injured throughout the entire year. He wasn't giving them a lot. I mean, if Samuel was a hit, Hollins isn't really playing all that much. They traded for Cooper the moment that Hollins was getting targeted on a regular basis, and it wasn't working. So, again, like I don't mean to bury him. He's a super fun player and well-liked, and if he wants to come back and play special teams and be my number five receiver, I'm all in. But I think if he has 50 targets again, that's a failure this offseason.
Gordon in Buffalo is next up. Hey, Gordon.
Hey, boys. Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, so I'm calling in, and I guess I'm saying my word of the day today being adequacy, because if you really want to think about this real quick, Jeremy, you read off the amount of second-round picks that have either just hit or missed, but it's been more so misses than a second round, correct?
Yeah, I don't think they've gotten the return on what you'd hope to get in second-round picks.
So from what I've heard from you guys, and I've heard from other analysts who have takes on the NFL, it's pretty much that McDermott's defense, like most in the NFL, you have to imagine, rely on pressure because of the zone system that they play. So if they can't generate the pressure with the guys that they're getting, at some point, and before I make this point, I just want to say I completely acknowledge all of Sean McDermott's shortcomings and clock management decisions and everything that comes with that. But at some point, I'm not saying that we have to put Brandon Bean on the hot seat, but we have to really take a look at what's being given and say, hey, the Eagles went out there and stacked up their defensive line with the biggest D-line in football. At some point, you have to just do better than what you have done the last few years. And I understand that Oliver's supposed to be something and Rousseau's supposed to be something, but just to be honest, it's not enough. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Gordon.
He really saved himself from this being, I think, a huge talking point about draft history with what he did, what he landed on in the 22 draft after Elam. Because
Cook, Bernard, Benford,
Shakir, Benford. Yeah. Like, there are enough, I think there are enough hits on day three of the draft that are keeping the mob at bay from day one and day two of the draft.
That said, isn't round three, four, five, six, seven where you're more likely to just kind of turn it over to the scouts? Is that wrong?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I guess I don't know.
I feel like the board is trusted more later. First round, second round, it's the board, and, well, what do we want to do here? Like, GMs, this isn't just something I would say of the Bills. Why do GMs even bother going? Why don't teams just put it on auto draft? And the answer is because the GMs put a stamp on the draft.
Right.
It's not just pick the guy that's the highest. It's, well, let's talk about which direction we're going to take.
Let's get stupid. New way of drafting.
Auto draft?
You submit your board to the league before the draft, and then we run it as an auto draft.
I mean, it wouldn't really be good for television.
You just watch it. No, we'd still be, like, you can still wait 3 minutes between picks if you want. We'll be watching. We'll know the Bills are up next, and Bean will be watching it like we all are. This, like, he'll know who he's about to get probably, but
yeah. This reminds me of something.
Then we'll know who was actually number one on their board.
You were off last Friday, and I was all set to fight with you about something.
Okay.
We'll get to it in the 8 o'clock.
I don't remember what
we'll
this was.
We'll get to it in the 8 o'clock hour. I got to remember to do this.
This was the day after Allen won MVP.
Yes.
Yeah.
You tweeted something about the Ravens using the Madden video game.
Oh.
And I'm ready to fight about it. We'll have fun. It'll be a good time. Lindy coming up at 8 o'clock. And Eric Edholm, NFL.com, on the draft and the offseason at 9. 803-0550, our phone number. Idea for a new segment when we return where we – it's not let's get stupid. I don't know how to tease it, but I told these guys what it is. What's going on in the chat? You guys got to get on the YouTube feed because the things that go on in this chat, I can't even – it's out of control. Owen's over there, like, moderating. What are you people doing? What's going on in the chat? All right. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.